Very good. I'm checking to see how many people we have here. We've got Brittany and Katie and Jill and Marika and myself and Rajiv. Who else is here? I can't click through. Oh yeah, there's Craig.
I'm here, but I'm driving, so I don't have any video up.
Okay, very good. I'll start the meeting. Have to do this legally here. Pursuant to Governor Pritzker's Executive Order 2020-07, parentheses, COVID-19 Executive Order Number 5, end parentheses, which suspends the requirement of the Illinois Open Meetings Act requiring in-person attendance by members of a public body during the duration of the gubernatorial disaster proclamation, attendance by all library board members not physically present by participating in the meeting through the link posted below, along with a library director and other staff members. So I'll call the meeting to order. And Jill, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Ms. Baraka? Ms. Blakeman?
Here.
Ms. Crowley? Mr. Ledoux?
Here.
Mr. Malik?
Here.
Ms. Pearson?
Here.
Mr. Rost?
Here.
Mr. Stock?
Hi, Minnie.
Hello, here. Michael.
I don't think you called my name, and I don't think Marika answered, but she's with us, so.
Okay, my apologies.
I'm here. I was on mute, I apologize. But this is Marika and I'm here.
Okay. So we have a quorum. We have before you the agenda of the meeting. I would like to entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The agenda is approved. We'll next go to the director's report. Donna?
Well, tonight, the board will be considering a resolution that would allow us to offer curbside delivery. And we wanted to go over that with you, our basic plans for that. And I have Brittany here to talk about how that's going to work for the public and for the staff.
Good evening. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. As Donna mentioned before, we kind of talked about this last meeting. We are doing this alongside Urbana Free Library, opening up the curbside service plan. We'd like to start the plan on Friday, offering the service on Friday, May 15th. The hours will include Monday through Thursdays, 3 to 7 p.m., Friday through Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. The location for the Champaign Public Library will be at the main branch for pickup. However, we will be organizing Douglas branch pickups, which would be available by request, and maintenance will manage the deliveries between the branches. The service is curbside pickup of CPL items only. So while we're doing this with Urbana Free items or Urbana Free Library, their items would need to be picked up at the location for Urbana items. The outdoor return bin will remain closed and we will not be accepting returns at this time. Currently, Heartland is not providing the delivery service between the libraries. And then additionally, we are waiting on some results regarding the amount of time that's appropriate for quarantining materials. The phone system will be available for calls for curbside service only. So staff who will be answering the phones will be answering questions about accounts, fees, placing holds, and answering basic informational questions. The service for curbside pickup is available for items that are on hold or for items that are requested via phone. And then also customers can contact the number that will be publicized for the arrangement of their pickup time or also use the curbside button on the app. So again, customers who request Urbana pickup for champagne items will be contacted to see if they would like to come to the Champaign Public Library for their pickup. So staff, kind of more on the logistics side, will take the customer's name and their library card number, as well as the make, model, and color of their car, and ask them about their preferred time for pickup. Customers will be told to park in front of the building at Clara Lane and to pop their trunk. If they're not able to pop the trunk, we will, for us to place the items inside their vehicle, we will ask them if they'll have other folks in the car with them or if we can have them roll down their window so we can place the materials on either the back seat or in the passenger side. Or we can leave the items on the sidewalk in a bag if we need to for the customer. In terms of workplace safety, we will have masks available for all staff members. They'll be the cloth masks. And we will have gloves available. We are working with staff on making sure that it's part of our process for hand washing and disinfecting our hands as part of our process. They will be cleaning and disinfecting equipment such as the phones, keyboards, and things like that before and after use. And we'll be working to maintain as much separation as possible. But again, the mask will be required anytime that we're not able to maintain a 6 feet of distance. And the promotion of this service will begin on Thursday if it's approved this evening. And one of the big points is that we're going to try to be as flexible as possible, and we can make modifications if we need to moving forward.
Any questions for Brittany on this?
I had a question. So if a patron requests something through the catalog at Champaign that happens to be Urbana, would they still get notified, or do they have to request it through Urbana's website to get that article or the item?
They can still get the item. It would notify Urbana that they, if it's an Urbana item. The only challenge would be if a customer places a hold on something for like an Urbana item that they want to pick up here at Champaign. We can't coordinate deliveries between the two libraries at this time.
But I got that. I just wondered if you could use one system to do that and then drive to whichever library had the materials. That
yes.
was my question.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, thanks.
The question I have, Brittany, is are you factoring into this return at this time, return of anything that has been held out so far?
No, the return bin is not currently open and staff won't be accepting the returns physically. Again, we are waiting for information about the appropriate length of time to quarantine materials to make sure that they're safe.
Yes, I thought that, and I thought it was important for you to emphasize that. Other questions from any other members of the board or the staff?
Brittany, this is Minnie Pearson. I was wondering, you may have already said this, but how would you handle people who do not have vehicles but will walk up?
So when staff are making arrangements with customers on the phone, if a customer has, for example, like a bicycle or prefer to walk up, we will be placing those items available for the customer on the sidewalk, and then they'll be advised that they should wait to pick up the item until the staff have entered the building again.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, I know we discussed some parameters for this previously. What are the hours and or days that the service will be available?
Sure, so the hours are Monday through Thursday, 3 to 7 p.m., and Friday through Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm.
So there's some hours every day.
Other questions?
Well, I guess just to follow on from Chuck's question, I assume if we're not accepting materials back yet, materials that are picked up via curbside pickup would also need to be held out until such time as the library is accepting returns again.
Yes.
And I assume the return dates will be set to accommodate that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent questions. Any other questions? Donna, anything else?
No, I think that covers it if there aren't any other questions.
Great job, Brittany, as always. If no other questions are coming forth, I'll move on to item number 5 is the Declaration of Essential Services. Christina, are there any public comments?
No, there are not any comments on this topic.
Okay, Donna, would you like to handle this then, the Declaration of Essential Services?
Yes, and I believe that Assistant City Attorney Catherine Cataldo has joined us, I believe. Is she there? Because she is would be here to answer any questions that the board might have about this resolution, but I can certainly summarize it as well.
I'm here, Donna, if there's questions.
Great. Thanks, Catherine. Well, this resolution will say that the operations of the library are an essential government function and that the library director is authorized to establish and modify operations of the library in accordance with guidance established by public health officials in the state of Illinois for the duration of the COVID-19 epidemic. So this is what would allow us to modify our services and provide the curbside service. It also authorizes the library director to identify specific employees that are necessary for the performance of essential functions and permit them to engage in that. It also emphasizes the new rule 2 in our rules of conduct that the board approved at the last meeting that is in accordance with the guidance established by public health officials. So, anyway, that's basically what the resolution is specifying. And if you have any questions about it specifically, we can ask Catherine. I did want to mention that the numbering is a little bit off. There are two number sevens, so we'll need to change the last item to number 8, and we can amend it to do that.
I just have one question, and that is that, you know, if the library is declared an essential service, what about employees who don't want to come back to work during this period?
Yeah, I'm gonna let Brittany talk about that because we've been working with City HR on how that will look and what kind of accommodations we'll need to make, and there will be a number of factors involved with how we handle that. Brittany, did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so at this time, we currently are working on our plan for staff who may have concerns returning. There is the federal policy, as we've indicated before, for the Families First Coronavirus Response Act that does include individuals who might become ill with coronavirus, their family members may become ill. It also covers concerns related to childcare, as well as concerns for individuals who are part of a high risk demographic associated to the coronavirus. So we have a couple of options that we'll be looking at with staff. Depending upon comfort level and availability, it might be something along the lines of an alternation to or an adjustment to their schedule. It might be something like a change in their workstation, or it could be the policy.
Okay, thanks. I mean, I know at the university we have talked about a phased return, and they're just basically saying, if you aren't comfortable for whatever reason, medical or not, then they're not going to mandate that you come back. You can continue to work at home.
Yeah, and we're looking at those options too.
Thanks.
Other questions? This is a action item. If there are no other questions, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the Declaration of Essential Services as printed on the screen and then in hard copy, I'm sorry, on the copies for you at your home computers.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve with the necessary corrections.
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Resolution passes. Next item is comments from the public. Christina, do we have any public comments at this point?
No, we do not have public comments.
All right. Moving on to item number 7, comments from the board. Any comments?
Nice seeing all of you again.
The one question I do have with people who are driving up, with the cars, is it mandatory that everybody in the car, including children, have masks on?
No, we're not requiring that at this point. Our staff will be wearing masks, but That's why we want to keep staff a distance from the car and either put items in the trunk, on the sidewalk, or in a window where there are no passengers.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Well, I think that completes the agenda items for this evening. Thank you all very much for joining, and thanks for the staff for arranging this Zoom again, and for all the work you've done in preparation for it. Brittany, Donna, Amy, all the rest of you, Jill. So we'll let you know the next time we meet as whether it will be a Zoom or whether we'll be able to get back together again. So thank you very much. Good night. And the meeting is adjourned.
Good night.
Good night. Take care, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Stay well.
You too, Michael.
You too, Michael.
Stay safe.
Take care.